This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the second part of a two-part conversation. We're talking about Surfaces 2008 and its conference program, along with some of the other events that are surrounding that show. Dana Teague is with us. She's a show director of Surfaces at Hanley Wood. And Paul Fredrickson's with us. He's the president of Brand Biz. He's also a member of the Surfaces Conference Advisory Council. Dana, it seems to me, just from going to Surfaces since it started, how many years has Surfaces been in existence?
19.
I just can't believe it. Anyway, it seems to me, as you said, this show has been going on for 19-some-odd years. A couple of years back, when some of the majors pulled out, it seemed like things really changed in a dramatic way at the show, and it was sort of redefined in a way. And I think since then it's really been a better show, because to me, and I've interviewed an awful lot of retailers over the years at these shows, and they tell me now that they see more people, they see more new products, especially downstairs, because the majors are at a different venue. And I'm wondering, going forward, do you see another transition? It seems like you're now adding the educational, or at least making the educational part of this whole show a more important thing. Are you looking to really change the way the industry looks at this show?
We are. I mean, and for a lot of reasons. I mean, right now with the downturn in the housing market, and with Surfaces being primarily a residential show, you know, it's more important than ever for the attendees to be educated and to, you know, get the leg up on their competition. And like Paul said earlier, through education, that's one way that they can do that. You know, also through the trade show, that's another way that they can do it, with, you know, new and unique products that maybe their neighbor down the street isn't offering. Surfaces, it's always been the event where new products are introduced. I think the industry probably looks forward every year to coming and seeing what's new and the specialty flooring that's at the show. You know, after 2004, we were able to accommodate more companies than we had ever been able to before, because a lot of the companies that were there took the large spaces, and so the show was pretty much building bound, and we couldn't accept any new companies. So that did. It gave us the opportunity to allow a lot more companies to come into the show, so our company count has continued to increase over the year, which changes the face of the show every year, I think.
I think Dana brings up a very good point. The fact that the show, I think, is actually, quite frankly, better, and the variety is much greater than it was in the past, as far as what you can see as an attendee.
Because there's more exhibitors there, I guess.
Yeah, and I think you see probably more import product. Wouldn't that be true, Dana?
It is. We continue to see more companies come in. I mean, just for instance, this past week, we've had three companies, I believe, come in from Turkey, which we've never had before. They're brand new to the show floor, and they're taking considerable space, and we find that quite exciting. We've also got companies now from Portugal, from Brazil, from Italy, from China. The company count just continues to grow.
I think it's developed a more international flavor over the last few years. And I'd like to point out too that you mentioned, Dave, a few minutes ago that when the majors pulled out, I would say that when some of the majors pulled out, I think we still have some.
Oh, yeah, well, I meant two majors. When the two majors, actually three, I guess, pulled out. I didn't mean any more pulled out than that.
But we've got some really strong, very, very strong players in their respective categories.
Oh, no question. And, Dana, what a lot of retailers have told me is that they were required pretty much, or they felt obligated, I guess, to visit these two majors, spend an appreciable amount of time during the show in their stand. And that limited the time they had to go elsewhere, downstairs, for example. Now when they go, with that time freed up, which is probably close to a day, they now have a lot more time to see everything else, which is really why they went to the show in the first place.
Right. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. And it's kind of interesting. We've had a real shift as far as the mindset of our exhibitors. You know, there were companies before that considered Hall G the basement. You know, that's our downstairs
yeah.
floor. They considered it the basement and did not want to be down there. And now they're actually requesting
to
be in Hall G.
Yeah. You know, to me, that's where the action is. I
mean, mm-hmm.
You know, both halls are great. But, you know, anytime I've, you know, that I'm there, you go downstairs, I mean, there is just a beehive of activity going on down there.
And there's everything under the sun. And I think a lot of retailers have told me that, especially the people downstairs where there's a lot of smaller players, and these smaller players usually don't have a sales force that's of the size to be able to walk in the front door of a lot of the retailers. So the only way a retailer is going to ever see some of these products is by going downstairs, and that's it.
Well, but the thing about it is, though, I mean, you go down there, and if you see exhibitors, let's say, in the laminate area or the hardwood flooring area and so forth, I mean, it's some of the styles that you'll see down there are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And you know, and so you really, I mean, as far as the aesthetics of the of floor covering and some of the innovative ideas, you know, the top floor doesn't have a corner on that market. I mean, you'll see some great stuff downstairs, too.
Oh, yeah, and some big stands down there as well.
Yeah.
Right, and I think this year you'll see even larger stands downstairs than you've ever seen before. But then some of our larger exhibitors, you know, we've been in talks with them, you know, and they're redesigning their booths this year. They have a lot of new products that they're showing. So I think even upstairs is going to be very exciting when it comes to new products.
Very interesting. Give us some of the numbers. How many exhibitors are you expecting when the show doors open in January?
I think it's going to be, you know, a little over 1,000, which last year we had 1,034 exhibiting companies. I think it's going to be fairly close to that. You know, there may be a slight increase as far as the company count.
And, of course, there's been a lot of acquisitions since the show last year. I suspect, yes, there's fewer companies that can sign up.
Well, but we still keep getting the smaller companies that are coming in. You know, the new companies. And that's the ones that we're seeing coming in now, is brand new companies to surfaces, which I think in the long run is just going to benefit the attendees.
Uh-huh. Now, I also understand that you're making some effort to attract the commercial attendee more. Talk a bit about that.
Well, we are, and we will continue to do that, both on the attendee side as well as the exhibitor side. But our core audience has been and will always be the residential side of the market.
Although there's been commercial products shown there, and of course a lot of the retailers do Main Street type of business, which is commercial, so there's always that overlap, I suppose, anyway.
There is, and you know, when we survey them, the majority of our attendees do say that they do both residential and commercial.
Uh-huh.
And then when we look at those that just do one or the other, the residential side is much larger.
Well, I suspect this year there'll be a lot more people open to looking at commercial products that perhaps haven't before.
I think they're going to be open to looking at a lot of new areas this year.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Now, you're new to the show. You bring a lot of new energy to this show. Are you approaching the attendee community in a different way, say, than they've been approached before?
We have a lot of new marketing efforts going on this year. We've got automated phone calls. We've got the digital brochure, which we did introduce last year. We're going to be doing that again this year. We're also going to be doing a lot of customized marketing, which we've really never done before. You know, we've had one brochure that went out to the A&D community. The same brochure went to the installers, to the retailers, and this year we're going to be customizing our ads as well as our direct mail pieces to speak specifically to those audiences, pointing out the education that would be appropriate for them, showing them pictures as well as talking to them about the new products that they may be interested in. So really, really customizing everything across the board.
That's interesting. So then you're going to let everybody know that this show is taking place, it sounds like to me.
Absolutely, and everyone needs to know it's taking place, and everyone needs to be there this year.
You know, one thing I wanted to bring up, and this is a piece that we carried on Floor Daily, that Surface was named one of the 50 fastest growing trade shows in North America.
Right, by go ahead.
Was it Trade Show Magazine? Did I have that right?
By Trade Show Week.
Show Week. Okay, you're pretty pleased about that, I imagine.
We are extremely pleased and honored to be named one of their fastest 50. This is given out every year, and the first time Surfaces has ever been named on that list. What they do is they do it based on the percentage of growth and the total net square footage growth. And this time it was from the years 2004 to 2006. And there's a gala being held in Atlanta, and services will be honored at that event.
And I saw that there were, 13,000 trade shows that are being held in North America, or at least U.S. and Canada?
That is correct. So to be one of the fastest 50 is truly an honor.
I'd say that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That is exciting. In fact, Hanley Wood, we had 4 shows named to that fastest 50.
Did you really? Did you really? Dana, let me ask you a question about the seminars. There's a day before the show opens where you're holding seminars. Is that correct?
That is correct. We will start our program on Tuesday, and that's with our workshops. Our workshops are longer in length, and they run from 9 in the morning till 12, and then from 1 to 4 that afternoon. And so those are 3 hours in length. And so there we're not as concerned about, we do go all day, because since the trade show floor is not open.
I see. Is there a feeling during the trade show by some exhibitors that there shouldn't be seminars when the show floor is open?
They do. And, you know, that's always a really tough balance. With the majority of people coming to the show to see the trade show floor, you know, it's hard for us to find time for everybody to do what they need to do and what they've come to the show floor to do. So we only have a small overlap in the morning, 30 minutes, and then we have an hour each, or 30 minutes each afternoon, I'm sorry.
I see. So that's a really good idea. You make everybody happy that way.
We hope so. That's definitely the goal.
I got you.
I think what she's saying, too, is that the key is balance. I mean, because you have to have both to have a successful show.
Paul, tell me about your experience on the advisory council. What was that like?
It was great. Anytime anyone has ever asked, and I think anybody would have this reaction, if someone asked your opinion, you feel flattered and honored to have someone ask, you know, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And so when they called and said, hey, why don't you come down to Dallas and join us? We'd love to know what you think about certain things. It was a great honor. I mean, services, and Dave, as you know, I mean, we have walked the floors many times together at the show and looked at the exhibits and so forth. It's just a fantastic show. And it's, you know, it's a huge shot in the arm each year for the industry.
I think it is. And, of course, we'll do the famous Pauley Awards again this year.
Yes, we will do that. We will reprise that again.
We'll have to get you involved in that, Dana.
Oh, I would love to do that.
I don't know if she really wants to or not.
This is where Paul scopes out the exhibits, and he has
the great and the near great.
The great and the near great, and the flashiest and the most high-tech, and a bunch of other categories, which I think he makes up on the spot. I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, the great thing about the show, you know, is because it does deal with home fashion. The quality of the exhibits, by and large, is probably as good or probably better than the, you know, whatever you said, Dave, the 13 or 1,200 shows or whatever in the U.S. each year.
Yeah, 13,000.
13,000 shows
each
year. I mean, it's a beautiful show to see, and as we've talked in the past, it truly is, you know, brand marketing on display.
It really is. Dana, do you survey attendees each year when they go to the show?
We do. We survey them in two ways. If they attend one of our conference programs, they're given an evaluation, and so that they can rate the content as well as the speakers. And also post-show, we email out a survey to all the attendees as well as put it on our website. And we pay close attention to those results, both of them. And we use those to develop content for the next year and also in any other changes that we might make to the show. And we read through those and we review them as a team, and we also send them out to our advisory councils.
I see. And that makes sure that you have an improvement every year, at least that you keep having positive improvement in the program.
Absolutely. I mean, we listen to both what our attendees as well as our exhibitors are telling us.
Now, I suspect, for people listening to us out there, that this might not be a bad time for them to think about making plans to come to Surfaces. again, the dates, if I'm not mistaken, what, January 29th through February 1st, and it's at the Sands Convention Center. What do you recommend people do if they want to start making arrangements to attend the show, Dana?
Well, registration is open online, so obviously I would recommend that they go online and register. They will also be getting their comprehensive brochure in the mail within the next 2 weeks. And I would also go online and make the housing reservations. Our housing numbers, we're seeing an increase over last year already.
Give us your website address.
Our website is www.surfaces.com.
Very good, very good. Well, Dana, I hope we can have you back several times before the show opens its doors in January, and I'm sure there's things developing and will be developing going forward. I'm anxious to have you back and talk a bit more about the show.
I would love it, and it'd be the Paul and Dana show.
There you go. And Paul, as always, it's great having you on
always,
the program.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Okay, well, thank you both again. We've been talking with Dana Teague. She is the show director of Surfaces at Hanley Wood. And our own Paul Fredrickson, he is the president of Brand Biz. He's also a member of the Surfaces Advisory Council. And you're listening to Floor Radio.